North Iowa's Best Variety, 95.9 KCHA. Monday morning, at least it's going to be sunny today. Maybe not into the 80s or 90s like we're used to, but, you know, it is fall anyway. Good morning, Cameron.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there on this beautiful Monday. How are you?
I'm doing all right for a Monday anyway. Of course, Cameron is with the Charles City Public Library. She joins us every other week here on KCHA to start the week. And of course, you have no shortage of adult and kids activities going on at the Charles City Public Library. Let's start off, as we usually do, with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Get Messy with Miss Stacy. So far, it's been a real big hit. I want to remind people that they can keep coming to that Tuesdays at 3:45 p.m. This week, tomorrow, we're going to be doing exploding watermelons and rockets. It's a two-for-one. I'm really excited about that. And then next week, the first week in October, on Tuesday, we're doing moon dough. If you want to know what moon dough is, you got to come to Get Messy with Miss Stacy. That's every Tuesday in October at 3:45 p.m. for the kids.
Excellent.
Yeah. On Thursdays for kids, then, also at 3:45, we have the Choose Your Own Adventure Book Club. So kids who are about third grade and older can come and explore Choose Your Own Adventure books with Miss Stacy as a group, sort of figure out how you want to proceed through the story as it's written. So we do ask that you sign up for that just to make sure that we have enough books for all of the kids who want to come. But we highly encourage you to come if you're interested in the Choose Your Own Adventure Book Club.
Excellent. What else is coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, absolutely. October 6th at 6 p.m., I believe that is a Thursday. If you meet in front of the library, we have an awesome night planned featuring live storytellers, including some drama students and some community members. Afterwards, you get to meet everybody who's involved with that program. I'm really excited. I think that's such a fun way to tell a bunch of stories to kids. We do ask that you sign up just to make sure that we have people sort of sporadically spread throughout instead of everybody showing up all at the same time. But that starts October 6th at 6 p.m. Call if you're interested in our Once Upon a Time night hike.
Excellent. A night hike. Gotta go. Can't go wrong with that. That's for sure. Now, I believe we could talk about like kids and adult activities all day long. I don't think we'd have a shortage of those, but what do you have coming up for adults?
Yeah, so tomorrow we have our crafting hour for adults where they're going to be doing string painting. That is sign-up required, but I know for a fact we still have a few open slots. So if you're interested, call the library to register so that you can come September 27th at 6 p.m. for the string art on the crafting hour. Then also, I want to plug a couple of book clubs coming up. You can't really plug book clubs last minute. You have to give people time to read the book, you know.
That's right.
But next Tuesday at 2 p.m. on the 4th, we're going to be talking about Death of a Neighborhood Witch. That's the first installment in a new book club we're starting called the Cozy Time Mysteries Book Club. And as you can sort of tell, it's like cozy mysteries that are sort of themed to the time of year. So Death of a Neighborhood Witch is the first one that we're going to be discussing. You can come to the library and pick up copies at your convenience, and we'll be discussing that at 2 p.m. on October 4th.
Excellent. Just in time for Halloween and the cooler weather, of course, and I don't think that's going to be the last Halloween theme event that you're going to have, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely not. We're doing another Halloween-themed book 2 weeks from then, but we'll talk about that when we get a little bit closer to the date.
Good deal.
The other one that I want to plug, and as far as book clubs go, our True Crime Book Club started up again, as several people probably already know. So you can come to the library to grab your True Crime Addict by James Renner. That one we will be discussing actually on a Wednesday. That's unusual for us. We'll be discussing it Wednesday, October 26th at 5:30 p.m. So if you're interested in true crime, kind of spooky, but in like, you know, a little bit of a different way, feel free to swing by the library to pick up that true crime book club copy.
All right. Sounds good. And of course, for those that maybe just joined in here on the interview, we're talking with Cameron at the Charles City Public Library. You have a website, you have social media pages. It makes it a lot easier to just go there and remember these events. Go ahead and talk about those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The easiest way to keep track of everything that's going on is through our Facebook page. We are Charles City Public Library, and we post things on there constantly about events that are coming up, reminders day of, et cetera, et cetera. If you think you're interested in something specific that requires sign up, or you just kind of generally want to know what's going on, feel free to swing by the front desk. You can always call us at 257-6319. Or you can send us an email at charlescitylibrary@gmail.com.
All right. Perfect. As always, thanks a lot, Cameron, for joining us. We'll talk to you here in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. That was Cameron once again at the Charles City Public Library. Once again, plenty of things for kids and adults alike. Go to charles-city.lib.ia.us or, like Cameron said, find him on Facebook or just stop on in. That's right. Located at 106 Milwaukee Mall here in Charles City.